Scripture tells us that John the Baptist's parents, Elizabeth and Zechariah, were old when John was born. They were way past the age to have children. They were so old that Elizabeth's neighbors and relatives rejoiced and proclaimed that God had shown her great mercy, having lived her whole life in shame, barren, unable to have children. Because of the age of John's parents, I'm confident that he became an orphan when he was quite young. At the end of chapter 1 in Luke, it says that John grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. John grew up in the wilderness. It must have been very difficult for John to grow up there. Being a child, an orphan without status, he would have been without all the things that brought stability and security to someone's life. Having grown up in the wilderness, John's entire life would have been filled with daily struggles for survival. You see, the wilderness was an extremely dangerous place. This was not a place you wanted to be. It would have been a place that you would try to avoid if at all possible. Imagine a rough neighborhood, one filled with violence, high crime, and fear of anyone you came upon. Those that lived in the wilderness did anything and everything they could to survive. I'll let your imaginations go there. I mean, really, even wear scratchy camel's hair clothing and eat locusts. Yeah, they would do anything to survive. John would have been seen as an undesirable, an outcast, an unclean. The harshness of John's life would have made him long for a life where the words of the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled, a time where paths are made straight, valleys are filled, mountains and hills are made low, a time that the crooked are made straight and the rough ways are made smooth. John longed for a time where all people would see the salvation of God. All people, even the undesirable, unclean outcasts like him. Scripture tells us that the word of God came to John. The word of God came to this lowlife. This would have been just as unexpected as God using a young girl like he did with Mary. With Mary, we were invited into the conversation a bit, but with John, we just know that God had special plans for him from the beginning of his merciful conception. I can't help but wonder if John readily accepted this invitation. He would have grown up with competing messages. On one hand, I'm sure his parents shared with him the divine stories of his miraculous conception and birth. On the other hand, there would have been the constant reinforcement from society that he was worthless and unworthy of anyone's love. I imagine the stories of his conception would have faded during his time in the wilderness, could have easily gotten lost. Even today, it's easy for some to forget that they are beloved children of God when the world treats them otherwise. It is my experience that when the Word of God comes to you, it doesn't matter much what you really think about it, the Word will prevail and you will become a vessel of God's purpose. There is nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. It's much easier just to go ahead and say yes. John's message to the world was a message of hope. To share a message of hope, one has to believe what they are saying. I think John's belief came from his experience of what the Word of God gave him, forgiveness. There is a great power in repentance and forgiveness. I know this from my own experience. I know that without repentance and forgiveness, my life would be much different. When I was a teenager and the conception of my first child was announced to the world, I found myself in my own wilderness. Not a bad neighborhood, but this wilderness was a spiritually and emotionally dangerous place to be. It was interesting how fast society's view of me changed. I no longer fit the mold that the culture said was righteous. For many, I was quickly labeled as an undesirable, unclean outcast. I found that this label came from a variety of places, including family, parents of friends, and the church. Finding myself drowning in a pool of shame, my life seemed hopeless. It was not until I experienced repentance and forgiveness that my life began to change. It was in the power of repentance and forgiveness that the words of the prophet Isaiah began to come alive. It was then that my path began to become straight. Valleys began filling. Mountains and hills were made low. The crooked began to straighten up, and the rough ways began to be made smooth. This was the beginning of a process of seeing myself as God saw me and how God still sees me. The process of repentance and forgiveness entailed both forgiving others and forgiving myself, but the real power was in forgiving myself. In doing so, the message of God's love of me became more real than the message society could have ever thrown at me. John's message that began with the prophet Isaiah is the path to experiencing the salvation of God. In this season of preparation and hope, let's hear John's cry. And let's answer it with courage to brave the wilderness of repentance and forgiveness. Let's experience ourselves as God does, so that we may fully welcome into our lives the salvation that will come at Christmas. Amen.